I can't even begin to describe the train wreck that is the Netflix documentary Tiger King. And after weeks of conversations that centered around COVID-19, honestly, I needed a break. Something that was entertaining, fun, and didn't require me to think too deeply. Tiger King is the craziest show that I've watched in years, and what makes it even crazier is that it's a true freaking story. These people are real, and it's a lot to wrap my head around. I may also plan on avoiding Oklahoma and Florida in the near future, too. But as I watched this show, I started to notice some life lessons we could all take from the Tiger King and his cast of shady-ass characters. This is a lighthearted episode during a crazy time. Enjoy. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the coronavirus and talk of a recession, make sure to grab the Coronavirus and Recession Planning Toolkit from Freaked Out to Back in Control. That's available free. If you need some help figuring out what to consider, what to prepare for, how to stockpile without losing your mind, just scroll to the bottom of the show notes page in order to grab it. Michelle is Money Hungry is an empathetic space in the personal finance verse. I'm here to help you, not shame you. In order to get the show notes, go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/life-lessons-from-the-Tiger-King. Again, it's michelleismoneyhungry.com/life-lessons-from-the-Tiger-King. So, lesson number one, be true to yourself. You can say a lot of things about Joe Exotic and the rest of his crazy ass crew, but the one thing you can't say was that he wasn't true to himself. He wasn't a thruple. He loved his guns, his vision, his sexuality, and his animals. No one meeting him would ever, ever, ever be confused about where he stood on his lifestyle issues he believed in or his own personal code. Can you say the same about yourself? Lesson number two, be careful of the company that you keep. This is actually something that I believe to the core of my being. And because of that, I'm always very careful to make sure that the people I surround myself with are positive, focused, uplifting and kind, have a shared passion, want me to win, and I want them to win too, encourage healthy behavior. It just felt like everyone in Joe Exotic's life was a train wreck. So it wasn't surprising to me that he was one too. Lesson number three, you are your number one fan. Joe loved being Joe more than anything else in the world. How comfortable are you sharing your skills, wisdom, knitting, etc. with the world? Like, what you love, are you comfortable sharing that with the world? And these are things outside of your kids and pets, because those are a little different. Like, I love that you love your kids and I love that you love your pets, but if you have other things as well that you've created, do you share them? Lesson number four, say what you mean what you say. As crazy as I think Joe Exotic is, I 100% feel that he spoke plainly 100% of the time and said what he believed to be true as he saw it. Like I don't think he ever said something he didn't believe wasn't true to him. So whether it was talking about Carol and her husband, whether it was, you know, the motivations of the other businessmen that he was aligned with around him. And honestly, a lot of times I was like, he might be right about that. So speak plainly, say what you mean. You don't have to backtrack on that. Lesson number five, you don't know who is watching what you're doing. I am still in shock thinking about all of the footage that was recorded and ended up in that documentary. It also speaks to the motives of other people in your world. You have to be really careful about who you invite in, whether they have your best interests at heart or whether they're focused on what they want to do for themselves. So that is always something to think about. Lesson number six, always be marketing. Joe, Carol, and Doc Antel were always marketing their products via social media, their clothing, their actions, and they also believed in the upsell, getting people in for a low price and then selling them on a higher priced item, such as pictures with tiger cubs. So think about that as a business person. You have someone come in at a low price, like the entrance fee to go to one of these parks that they were running. Then you have pictures with the tiger cubs, which were not cheap. Those were expensive. Then maybe you have an additional show or tour that you charge them for. Like the amount of money that these people were making, it just blows my mind. And it goes to the whole point of get people in at a lower price ethically. And then if you have other items, let them decide what else they would like to support you with. That's something that many business people should think about. Again, ethically, not like how they did it. Focus on lesson number 7, focus on one thing, then do the next. All of those three people that I just mentioned were focused on the money, in my view, then the animals. So they did everything that they could to bring in the money, and then they managed the animals. I don't think that worked out well for them, but I do think that the idea of focusing on one thing is something to consider. Lesson number 8, be authentic. When Joe fell out of love with the animals and zoo life and all that went along with that, his longtime work crew noticed. Like they commented on that in the documentary. They're like, you know, there was a point where we could tell that he was just going through the motions. So if you're going through the motions, that affects your energy, that affects your mission, that affects your ability to attract people to you. And so that's something to think about because people will notice. Lesson number 9, branding is important. Joe Exotic, Carol, and Doc Antle had very, very specific brands, and it was easy to recognize who they were out in the world. So Joe was the gay redneck with a semi-automatic and a thruple who wore leather fringe jackets. Like I could, you know, and a mullet. Who were, like, he was proud of his mullet. Okay. Mullet. Carol was a do-gooder with her, you know, tribe of people who are so excited to get their t-shirts and work for her for free. Like that one right there was brilliant. Do you understand how much labor she was getting for free? Like the sheer amount of money that she saved by getting people to buy into a system of free t-shirts. It blows my mind. I don't think she's had people seriously injured on that at that park. Doc Antle was a sex god Maharaja. I'm not even sure how he is a sex god, but you know what? He worked with what God gave him. And that is all I can say. That's all I can say. Lesson number 10, be careful where you focus. Joe Exotic focused on Carol and his obsession with her became his ultimate downfall. Maybe things would have ended differently if he just stayed focused on what he needed to do and what he was working on. There's so much to this crazy ass documentary. Like, I don't even know what happened when I watched it. Like there are moments when I'm just like, that couldn't have happened. Like how? Anyway, if you watch the show, I'd love to get your feedback. See what you thought a life lesson could be that I didn't share in the show. I do hope that you are safe and sound and healthy. And I just look forward to the next train wreck show that we can watch while we're trapped in our houses. Take care and stay safe. Bye.